Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So welcome to another Tasting Note episode. If you are new to Tasting Notes, this is where we talk about some of our most popular episodes and read some of the comments that you had, because y'all be blowing up our
IGs. Look, y'all love us. And we love you for loving us.
We definitely appreciate it. So today we are actually talking about episode 214, Special Child, Special Mom. And this is another episode where we had a guest on. We talked to Casey Dangerfield, a.k.a. K. Alex, on Instagram, Casey with a K. She's very transparent about her journey with her autistic son, Xander. So during the episode, she gave us some great insight into why it's important to get an early diagnosis if you think your child may be special needs, and why more Black and brown moms need to open up about the reality of having a special needs child.
She talked a lot about self-advocating.
Yes, which is it's a big topic in general. Like, I think, you know, we talked about self-advocating in one of our tasting notes with our own healthcare, but also for your children. Yeah. And so you guys actually had a lot of good things to say about this episode. We put the call out that it was time to break the silence about your kids with disabilities because it is a stigma, I think.
Yeah, it's like a taboo topic. It's whispered.
Mm-hmm. And I follow several moms who I actually met through Casey. And I was on their Babies and Bellinis episode. One of the other moms on there has a special needs son as well, who is a nonverbal autistic child. And she has started recently posting more about her son, and especially about like how she communicates with him. Mm-hmm. And like, even though he can't speak, how he is very like, he can still communicate. Expressive. And I think, yeah. And like, we have assumptions about what kids with special needs are and what they mean. And so like, she's like, it's really eye opening. Cause she was like, in one of her posts, her son, like sitting on the counter with her husband. Mm-hmm. He doesn't speak, but he goes up to his dad. She showed a video of him. He goes up to his dad and taps him and pushes him towards the counter, and makes him like lean up against the counter. And then he goes and sits up on the counter, and you know, and he didn't say a word. And so it's kind of like, you know, that we have to talk about it more to change what our stereotypes or what we think kids with disabilities are capable of. And Casey talked a lot about that. Rihanna, I'm going to say, I'm just going
to say Rihanna L. Sansford.
There we go. Thank you. I was like, that L is throwing me off. she said she's been sharing about her journey for several years now, and that she knows it helps to hear from diverse groups of mamas willing to share their support and inspire others. And I think that plays a big part of it, because especially in Black and brown communities, it's just such a stigma. Like, you know, how many times have you heard like, oh, you know, Cousin Johnny's just special. You know,
yeah,
you know, or else talk about what cousin Johnny has, or what
exactly
he needs,
it's just he throws off, or you know, he you know, it's a lot of sounds and movements. Yeah. And you know, yeah. I think that another thing that this gets to is a lot of times when we talk about like the spectrum or any special needs, it's like you get this sympathy. And I like to distinguish sympathy from empathy. It's like, oh, that must be so hard. And it's like, actually, it is.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, I couldn't imagine. And it's like this whole, now you're looked at as like this frail, like, oh my gosh. And it's like, nah, my life, I mean, it's a little difficult, but it's okay. Like, and I think Casey was really good at explaining how she's advocated, but also how her life and how they talk, they communicate, and there's great days, there's bad days. It's like literally not many
it's just like regular parenting. I was gonna say the challenges are different. Mm-hmm. It's not any different from regular parenthood. I mean, we all have challenges with our children, and I mean, I'm been struggling trying to potty train Stokely all the way for the past damn near 6 months. So look, that's a challenge in and of itself. So.
You know, Brendan has moments where he wants to talk and then has times where it's like, I don't know what the hell you're saying. And finally, then now it's at the point where I'm like, I wish you would shut up. Not that I want you to shut up, but I really thought that, like, I don't know which one is better. The fact that I didn't understand a word you were saying for a moment to now I understand you. And now I can't fight you though. Like, I still want to fight you, but like, I actually follow a lot of people on other social media, TikTok, that's my source of a lot of different things. I do like that platform for like what it gets out there. But a lot of people, a lot of special needs moms that I follow on there, they're like, oh no, my child, like, boop, one of them, like, their child bopped them on the face. And she was like, if you want to fight, just say so. And they're like, you can't say that. She's like, my child is nonverbal. My child is not ignorant. My child knows and has capacity. Like, they have intelligence. They're just like anyone else. They just can't tell you.
Well, and so Keisha, IG coach, said that she loved the topic, that her wife and her, they just got their 3-year-old classified as a preschooler with a disability and has helped him so much. I also think he's on the spectrum, so we will be getting him an evaluation for that as well. And then they said, thank you so much to Swirl Into Podcast for always discussing important topics. And that's really why we wanted to talk about things like this, because there's such a stigma around it, but the earlier you help your child, if you think that your child may have a learning disability or be on the spectrum or have a neurological
speech, whatever.
Anything like that. The earlier, I mean, it's like anything in medicine and healthcare. The earlier
you catch it,
it's easier to diagnose and I don't want to say fix, because there's nothing wrong with these children.
There's more intervention.
To help them succeed. It's to help them succeed. Yeah. In life, like, you're giving them more tools.
You have more interventions available the earlier.
That's what Casey mentioned during the episode. You know, we all have these expectations of the lives we want for our kids, and a lot from her experience, special needs moms, you know, all of a sudden it's like, oh well, what kind of life is my child gonna live with X, Y, and Z that they now have? And you have to change that mindset to know, I want my child to be fulfilled and happy in whatever their life is, but I'm going to give them the tools they need to make it easier for them.
Exactly.
And that's what any parent wants to do, I think.
And
so.
I think that's exactly what that fighting for the diagnosis, I think Casey talked a lot about that, because she is well-versed. And I think that she was in a unique situation where she's a speech pathologist. Yeah. So she understood what she was looking at and saying, she knew before it was diagnosed, or she suspected before it was diagnosed, and she knew how to advocate. And that is something that is, not everybody has that ability to know, like, I actually know this is what's wrong. And I know that as soon as, and the thing is, once you get the diagnosis, what it does is, and what they say is, it unlocks.
It opens up
all
doors.
You can't get services.
The benefits and things
school.
That you get.
Like, imagine being in school and knowing that there's something, but they just won't give you what your child needs. So now your child is going to not have the greatest success because of that, because they pigeonholed you. And then after a certain point, they won't go back and diagnose. So you have to advocate. It's hard. And
well, that's the other mother who I was talking about earlier, who has a son with autism as well. He goes to school, and I'm sure she has like all of that stuff you're supposed to have, but she found like things like having one of those weighted vests. And how him having it on helps him focus, and he's able to do tasks more, and that how having it on trains his mind so that even when he doesn't have it on, he can focus more on doing tasks. And so it's things like that that I'm sure, I don't know if she, you know, found that out through the school or she did, you know, research on his own, but it's things like that, having your eyes open to all of the different
things
ways that she's able to help her child. Like, Casey mentioned during the show, they've completely changed Xander's diet. He's gluten-free, dairy-free, all of the types of free that you can be.
Pretty much sugar-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, like supplements and things like that. And actually, she also talked about the difficulties with having a child on the spectrum and children not on the spectrum, and like the difficulties of like the, it's hard when you have other children who have also had to work around, okay, so this is different. And how do we do that? It's hard, but it's not impossible. And it's not something to be shunned. It's not something to be like looked at in a corner and just like whispered about.
And I think it, and that's why we wanted to talk about it more, because you know, these things affect a lot of families. I mean, I know that there are families out there, especially with the siblings, who I've read like newspapers and columns and things like that, where people are saying, you know, they don't, of course, dislike or don't love their sibling. But of course, they felt growing up overshadowed by their sibling because their sibling had a special need. And so, like, how do you balance that as a parent? Like, how do you make sure, you know, you're giving attention to your other kids who don't require it as much as your kids who do need that extra attention?
Exactly.
And so, and that's why we did the episode. We just wanted to bring more awareness to the topic, and you guys thought it was really important as well. So we appreciate you guys sharing your stories with us, and hopefully being able to just feel more comfortable about talking about things like this, because that's our goal.
Yep.
Just to bring stuff out there, out in the open more.
Hey, look, we said we talk about mommyhood, right? This is all part of mommyhood, all of it. Parenthood, adulthood, all of that. Nothing is off limits.
So you can always, not really, not here, but you can always rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on any of your major podcast platforms. We are on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, all of that good stuff. You can subscribe, rate, and review. Make sure that you rate and review, because that's what helps other people find the show. If you want to support the show, you can do so on patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. You can become a member of our Sip Squad for as little as $3 a month, and you get special benefits like Vino Corners, where we talk more about the wines that we sip each episode. You can get coupons to our Swirl and Sip shop, access to tickets for our events that we have coming up before anybody else does, and lots of behind the scenes content, like watching us when we record all of our episodes and all of the foolishness that we do while we're recording. Make sure that you keep the conversation going on Instagram. You can follow us at Swirl and Sip Podcast, or you can always email us if you want to tell us a story or suggest a topic. You can email us at hello@swirlandsippodcast.com. And as always, make sure that you have your wine glasses ready for our next tasting
moment. Bye.